Did you,
okay, so just a little bit of catching up from last time. If you recall, we spent a good amount of time with the introduction to Yisod HaTorah, Sefer Mada in general, Yisod HaTorah in particular, and we pointed out that the Rambam at the beginning of every Sefer starts with a Pasuk, and the Pasuk with which he starts Sefer Mada, Pasuk in Tehillim Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Yud Aleph, and we pointed out that it's the Yedias Hashem that brings a Yishev Adas, that brings a Yishev Halev to a person, and I compared it with what the Rambam says in Hilchos Sukkah, but I didn't quote that Rambam, so in case anyone's interested in knowing exactly which Rambam was referring to, it's the Rambam. It's the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Lulav, not Hilchos Sukkah. Hilchos Lulav, Perek Ches. The Rambam here talks about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. It's a famous Rambam. It's kedai to be familiar with this Rambam. He writes, "Afal pisha kol hamodos mitzvah l'smoch b'hen." Even on every yantif, it's appropriate to engage in simcha, to enjoy the yantif. V'chagasukos haisa sham b'mikdash simcha yiseira shenemar v'smachtom v'nei Hashem l'keichem shivas yomim. It was a special focus on simcha. V'ketzad hayu osin. Erev yom tov rishon hayu mesaknim b'mikdash mokom l'nashim. They make a special section for the women. Milamala, some type of balcony. V'la anoshim milamata. Kadei shlo yis arvu elu im elu. Tangentially, this is part of the discussion when it comes to mechitza, what the purpose of mechitza is in a shul. Is it so that they don't see one another, or is it so they don't mix with one another? From this Rambam, it certainly seems that the goal is not to mix, so they have to be in separate sections. Elsewhere, the Rambam seems to say that not only should they not come to mix, but they shouldn't see one another, and obviously in practice,
you know, both of them going back or forth, either way. Women shouldn't see men.
I don't know. That's all. Okay. Obviously, part of what one would have to discuss if they were focused on that. So yeah, I'm just making a tangential comment. You start the simcha on Motzei Yom Tov Rishon, v'chein l'chol yom v'yom yimei cholo shal moed, maschilin me'achar shi'akrivu tamit shal ben abayim, v'smoach shar ha'yom v'kol alaylam. Festival the whole day. V'hei chaysa simcha zu, ha'chalil maka menagnin b'kinor, u'benevolim u'tzolsayim, with instruments, with harps, and cymbals, kol echad v'echad b'kli shir shehu yodeya l'nagin bo, and everyone would bring the instrument that he knew how to play. In your case, perhaps the didgeridoo, Mishi Yodeya b'peh, whoever knew how to sing would sing. Whatever person knew how to do musically, whatever musical talent the person had, he would bring that talent to this celebration. V'roktin u'masapchin u'matapchin u'mafazazin u'mekarkerin kol echad v'echad kimo sheyodeya v'omrim divrei shiros v'tishbachos v'simchazu ein adochelos hashavos losa yomto. Mitzvah harbos b'simcha zu. V'loha yosin osa amei ha'aretz. This simcha was specifically practiced, engaged in by the chachamim, not the average person. V'kol misha yirtze, because it wasn't for anyone who wanted. Ela gedolei chachma yisrael v'roshi ha'yeshivas v'asanhedrin v'achasidim v'azakenim anshei maisa heim shahayu merakdin v'masapchin v'managdin v'masamchin v'mikdash v'mechag v'sukos. Who would engage in this merrymaking? Uh-huh. And the Gemara talks about some of the chachamim that would come and juggle fire, others that would do handstands on their thumbs, all kinds of tricks. Who was it that would come to do these things? Specifically the chachamim. Aval kol ha'am, ha'anoshim, va'anoshim, kulan boyin liros v'lishmo. The average person would come to observe.
It seems like the chachamim were entertaining everyone.
Well, it was the chachamim that were being misameach, and everyone else would be observing them being misameach. Hasimcha sheyismach adam ba'asiyas hamitzvah uba'ahavas hakel shetziva b'hem avoda gedolihi. And this is what I thought was in line with the Rambam's introduction to Sefer Mada. The Rambam here writes that the simcha that a person experiences in doing mitzvos, and in loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who commanded those mitzvos, avoda gedoli. This is a big undertaking. This is a big avoda, quote unquote. V'chol hamoneya atzmo misimcha zu, and someone who actively opts out of this simcha, roi lihipar mimenu shenemar, it will be required of him, as it says in the verse. Tachas asher lo avadta es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha ubetuv levov. V'kol hamegis daito v'cholei kavod la'atzmo u'miskabed be'inav b'mekomo se'elu chotei v'shote. Someone who tries to use this venue to build himself up and to make himself high and mighty, specifically in this place, he's a chotei, he's a sinner, and a fool. Va'al zeh hizhir Shlomo v'omar al tishader lifnei melech. Kol hamashpil atzmo, someone who's willing to lower himself, humble himself, u'mekel gufo b'mekomo se'elu hu ha'gadol ha'mechubad ha'oved me'abo. V'chein David Melech Yisrael Omar v'neklosi od mizos v'hisi shafel be'enai v'ein ha'gdula v'hakavod elo l'smolach ne'ashem shenemar v'amelech David mefazez u'mecharker lifnei Hashem. So what exactly does this have to do with our introduction to Sefer Mada? Famously, the Magen Mishnah says, what exactly is this simcha sheyismach adam ba'asiyas mitzvah, the simcha that a person is supposed to experience when doing mitzvahs? Divrei Rabbeinu, says the Magen Mishnah, mevu'arim bekama mekomos betalmud, u'memadlikin, amru, he quotes a pasuk, ve'ikar hadavarhu, she'ein roi lo la'odam lasos ha'mitzvos mitzad she'ein chova alav. Person shouldn't simply approach the mitzvos as a checklist, as a list of obligations, things that simply need to be done. We don't look at them as a burden that simply has to be dealt with. A person has to find satisfaction. A person has to find joy in the performance of the mitzvah. Why? Why are they so enjoyable? Sometimes they don't appear to be actions which are on their face, ones pointed at simcha. Like the Mishnah says, what the Rambam means is that you should do, quote, v'yaseh hatov mitzachu tov. When a person knows that he's doing that which is good, that which is right, that which is in the line with the Ratzon Hashem, v'yivchar be'emes mitzachu emes, he chooses the truth because it is the truth. V'yakel be'enav tarchon, it won't be burdensome anymore. The person recognizes that he's doing the very best possible thing for himself, then of course he's going to be happy. V'yavin ki lekach notzar, the person will recognize that he's living in line with the purpose of his creation. L'shamesh es kono, to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. U'kishu oseh ma'ashe nivra b'shvilo, yismach v'yagil, l'fisha sameach, l'fisha simchos, shar devarim, t'lu yibedvarim b'teilin. If a person will find simcha in something else, that simcha is totally on that other thing. And if that thing is fleeting, then the simcha is fleeting. But over here, shar dvarim tuluya bedvarim betelim she'enan kayamim, they're not everlasting. Avala simcha basiyas hamitzvos ubelamidas haTorah v'achachma hi hasimcha amitis. That's true simcha. That's true satisfaction. That's true joy. Why? Because the person recognizes, again, that he is living in line with the very purpose for his creation. V'zeu sheshlomo v'darkei musro shavach simchas hachochma. Shlomo praised the simcha of chochma. V'amar b'ni im chocham. B'ni im chocham libecha yismach libi gamani. My son, if your heart has grown wise, my heart too will rejoice. Magen Mishnah says that's what the pasuk is extolling, the virtue of finding satisfaction in chachma, finding satisfaction in fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem, doing the mitzvos, learning Torah, nachas, sure. Okay, that's sort of, as I said, old business. Let me just spend another minute or two going through the, we'll call it the introduction to Halacha Aleph, and then I'll be happy to take questions, comments, and the like. Just very quickly, if you notice, back at the beginning of Mada, before the Rambam actually starts going through the halachos of Yisodei HaTorah, he lists a number of mitzvos. Just want to mention, these are mitzvos that we find throughout the Rambam. They're also mitzvos that we find in the other Monei mitzvos. For example, Leida Sheyesh Sham Elo Ka. The person has to know what we call this Yediyas Hashem. This mitzvah Yediyas Hashem appears in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos. It is Mitzvah Saseh Aleph. It's in the Sefer Achinuch Mitzvah Chaf Hey, knowing that there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Relatedly, the next mitzvah that he lists here, Shelo Yalav Machshava Sheish Ba Eloka Zulasei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zulasei Hashem. The person is not allowed, prohibited, from entertaining the possibility that there is another deity, that there is something outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's mentioned in the Los Aseis, the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos in Los Asei Aleph. Sefer HaChinuch has that in Mitzvah Chaf Vav. And it's also discussed later on in Hilchos Yesei Torah, Halacha Vav. The third mitzvah, everyone's following along, sees where I am, listing the Rambam's mitzvahs here. L'yachdo, that is the Yichud Hashem, which the Rambam discusses here in Halacha Zayin, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, it is Asei Beis, and in the Sefer HaChinuch, it's Taf Yud Zayin. So that's three of the mitzvahs, just a number of others here, very quickly. Ahavas Hashem, the Rambam here addresses that mitzvah at the beginning of Perek Beis. In Sefer HaMitzvos, it is Mitzvos Asei Gimel. In the Chinuch, it's Taf Kuf Yud Ches. Yira, fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the Rambam addresses that here at the beginning of Perek Beis in Yisodiyah Torah. Sefer Mitzvos Asei Dalad. In the Chinuch, it's Taf Lamed Dalad. Next, Lekadesh Shemo, Vav, that's the sixth mitzvah. That's discussed here at the beginning of Perek Hei. In Sefer Mitzvos, it is the Asei Test, the ninth Asei. And in the Sefer HaChinuch, it's in Reish Tzadi Vav. Not to be Mechal El Shem Hashem. Mitzvah Zayin, not to be Mechal Shem Hashem. The beginning of Perek Hei, Sefer HaMitzvos, Los Asei, Samach Gimel, in the Chinuch, Reish Tzadi Hei. What's next? Lo La'abei Dvarim Shenikra Shemo Aleihen. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, Los Asei, Samach Hei, in the Chinuch, Tuf Lamed Zayin. Last two, Lishmoa, to the words of the Navi, Lishmoa min ha-Navi ha-Medaber v'shmo, to listen to the words of the Navi. So that's discussed here in Yisodiyah Torah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, it's Asei Kuf Ayin Beis, and in the Chinuch, Tuf Kuf Tes Zayin. Not to be Menase, Lola Nasoso, Shlola Nasoso, that is at the end of Halachos Yisodiyah Torah. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, it's Los Asei Samach Beis, in the Chinuch, Tuf Chaf Dal. So those are the mitzvos that the Rambam says he will be discussing throughout the following prakim. They are mitzvos that the Rambam counts in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and they are mitzvos that are counted by the Sefer HaChinuch as well. So let's just quickly turn our attention to the text of the first halacha. I'll stop for a moment, I'll take some questions, and then I'll point out one and two of the big ticket discussion points here. So the Rambam begins, Yisoda Yisodos, Amuna Chachmos, Leida Shiyesha. Now, this word is itself something of a discussion point. Is this shame or sham? So, I'm going to vowelize it for now as sham. Sheyesh sham motzei rishon, v'hu mamtzi kol hanimtza. Yisoda Yisodos, the foundation of all foundations, the omud ha-chachmos, the pillar of wisdom, leida, to know, loaded term, sheyesh sham, to know that there is out there, Motzoi Rishon, first cause, prime mover, whatever you want to define that as being, it is that which preceded everything else. V'hu mamtzi kol hanimtza. And that Motzoi, that first thing that preceded everything, that was the cause for all other created things. So kol hanimtzayim min shamayim v'oretz, u'mabeinehem lo nimtzo, ela me'amisas, If it weren't for the existence of what we'll call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing else could exist. Halacha Beis v'miyala hadas shehu eino matzoi. And if you'll entertain the possibility that there is no HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no first cause, there is no prime mover, ein davar achar yochel hi matzos, then nothing else could exist. Meaning everything else is contingent on the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in Gimel, you see Aleph, Beis, and Gimel really run one into the other. In fact, there's no colons at the end of Aleph or Beis. You see the first colons only at the end of Gimel in most versions, right? Ariel, I know you see that because you're using the same one that I have.
Yeah, so why
separate?
Okay,
Right, and then again, that runs into dollar. But we'll stop there. But basically, there cannot you cannot conceive of other things being in existence without acknowledging the creation, the existence of the Creator. And the Creator is unlike anything else. The Creator doesn't need other things to be in existence so that it can exist. Other things do, in fact, need HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that they can exist. We pointed out last time at the beginning of Halacha Aleph, the Rambam starts off Yud K Vav K, being merames to the Shem Hashem. When he uses this phrase Yisodos, why does he start off talking about Yisod HaYisodos? And we pointed out last time, I believe, that in the Pirush Mishnayos to Masechah Sanhedrin in Perek Chelech, the Rambam talks about the Ikri HaAmuna, and he calls them their Yisodos. So here too, apparently, the intent, the Kavana is that the Yisod HaYisodos is, this is the first, if you will, the first of the Ikarim, that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu that came before everything else. It's the Yediyas Mitzias Hashem, the knowledge that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu that exists. That is the Yisod HaYisodos, because there's nothing else to talk about if you can't start with that. You know, I tell guys all the time, if you can't talk about learning Torah if you don't recognize that the Torah is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean anything. Why should you get excited? Why should you be serious about learning Torah if you don't recognize where it came from? It's like anything else. When you do it when it's enjoyable or when it's fun or when it's easy, but if something else is competing for your time, so you'll do the other thing that's easier or more fun or more enjoyable. But if you understand that this is qualitatively different, because it stems from the Borei Olam, it's the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's obviously entirely different. Amud HaChachmos, why is it called Amud HaChachmos? So, explained over here in this Pirush, which we referred to last time, the Pirush, the unnamed author of this Pirush, explains that Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava are proofs to the Metzias Hashem, and they are discussed here also. That is the part of the Amud HaChachmos, the foundation of Chachmos. Those things go hand in hand with the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here's the first big ticket item. I'll just mention it quickly, and then I know there's some questions. I'll try to take a couple of questions. What does the Rambam mean when he says that the Yisod HaYisodos and the Amud HaChachmos is, quote-unquote, Leida Sheyesh Sham Motzei Rishon? Leida. What exactly does this mean? You hear people throw around the term Amuna, and we hear people talk about Yediyas Hashem, Amuna in Hashem. So which one is it? What exactly are we supposed to understand as being the meaning, the intent of the Rambam? If you look ahead just for a moment, you'll see in Halacha Vav, the Rambam again uses the term Yediya. V'yediyas davar zeh mitzvah seh shenemar anochi Hashem alkecha. So certainly would seem from Halacha Aleph and Halacha Vav that the Rambam is driving home this idea of Yediya. However, what becomes somewhat confusing is that the same Rambam, same Maimonides, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and those again who are using standard Rambam, you can take a look at the Sefer HaMitzvos, just very quickly, maybe whoever gets it first could just start reading. Maybe Adam, why don't you do it for us?
I don't know if I can find that.
Oh, look at the essay, the first essay. David, you have it?
Nope.
No?
Should I look for it?
Sorry, I'm looking for it. I was just getting it.
It's back here.
Ariel, you got it?
It's
real high.
I'm not familiar with the Sefer
Mitzvot. Oh, yeah, so familiar with it. Okay. So the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos writes, this is Asay Aleph. Ba'ata Asel Lizkar Mitzvah Benzos Shakai. He's going to go through each of the mitzvahs individually. HaMitzvah HaRishona. Hi Hatzivo Yashet Tzivonu. Laha'amin halokus. V'hu shena'amin sheyesham ilo v'siba hu poel l'chol nimtzos v'hu amri yisbarach anochi Hashem alokecha. So the Rambam here, with a nod to the pasuk anochi Hashem alokecha, uses the term laha'amin. Laha'amin is not leida. Or is it? So we have a little bit of a problem. The problem again is that in the Yad, meaning in Sefer Mada, Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, Yesod HaYesodos, Leida. Same Rambam, Sefer Mitzvah, seemingly talking about the very same thing, the Mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem, Lahamin. What exactly is going on here? So this is something that has been addressed throughout the generations. I'm just going to give a smattering of opinions. The Radvaz, in his Sefer on the Mitzvos, Mitzvos David, in Mitzvah Aleph, and clearly using the Rambam's listing of the Mitzvos, codification of the Mitzvos, he writes, Sidarti Otam Al Seder Mishneh Torah, meaning the Rambam's codification of the Mitzvos, Val Seder HaParshios Lefishish Kama Mitzvos Shehatam Shava Behem. And here he's talking about the Mitzvah Rishona. Mitzvah Saseh, you ready? HaMitzvah Rishona Hu Mitzvah Saseh, Radvaz, Lahamin Viladas. Sheyesh Eloka Matsui Vehimsi Kol Nimsos Bechavtso HaPashot Ubritzon HaMuchlot Belisiba Muchrachas Mikocho Haya Kol Shehaya Vahave Umasha Osud Lios Atzov Olam. So it is incumbent upon us. The first mitzvah is what? To know and to believe. Lahamin Viladas. Lahamin Viladas. Sheyesh Eloka Matsui. Now, he does parse out these two things separately. He talks about them being somewhat separate. And he says the following. I'm going to skip a little bit. HaMitzvah zos kula tam, shim lo yamin, mitzvah zo tipo kola Torah kula. If a person doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the rest of the building falls apart. This is the foundation. The whole Torah falls down. V'hanevuah v'kol ha-mitzvos. V'inyin ha-emunah. What is this emunah that's required of us? Sheyikva osa belibo benavsho tamid. Person should always be ma'amin and inculcate this into his being. V'sheyitzayir bedato sheyefshar chilov zeh b'shem tzad. It has to be ironclad. V'yimtzor nafsho al-emunoso. V'zela osam shelo higilu madregas ha-chachma. Who is it that has to engage in this level of, we'll call it recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Emunah level?
Rabbis.
This is what the Radvaz says? No. Le'osam shelo higiyu
l'madregas
ha-chachma. It's the person who hasn't gotten to the level of chachma. Ve'hei ma'aminim derech emunah. K'mi shera ha-davar u'ma'amin bo. U'lefi dvarenu misham hachi kasav asher hotzei tzicha meret tzayim. V'lo kasav asher asisi shemayim v'aretz akol tzvam esayam esar sherbam. You witnessed the Exodus from Egypt, and you believe in it. You believe that that's what you saw. So too, you should believe in the Mitzias of Hashem. Afal pi she'ein mahus nisag lezulasi. No one can be masig my essence, but you should quote believe.
He's saying it's like I took you out of Egypt, as opposed to I created the earth, heavens, and the earth, because one is emunah, one is knowledge. And most people can relate to Munah, but not to knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. And then he goes on to say, V'od yesh derech acheres, v'hu derech hachokrim, asher heviu mofsim chazokim v'rayos beruros l'amisas mitziyuso yisbarach, l'shaber milusaos hakofrim, kasher kasu b'sifreihem ba'arucha, u'berosham harambam zal. V'zehu yediya ha'amisas, v'lachen kasa berosh mishna Torah, yiso ha'yisodos, v'omun ha'chachmos, Leida sheisha motzoi rishon v'lo kasev lahamin ki ikar hamitzvah hu ayidia hi ayidia. Radvaz says that the Rambam he recognizes that the Rambam has two different lashonos. Ki movar ha'amuna tzarech mofes v'raya sichlis ki aseichel v'hadas shnei ma'oros. Refers to these two things, the seichel and the das, obviously the amuna and the yidia, as being two sources for the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it sounds like he's saying that there different people can aspire to different levels of recognition of Hashem. People who are not yet on the level of being able to be chokrim, who can bring mofsim, chazokim, and rayos beruros le'ames mitziyuso yisbarach. So they're on the level of being makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu through emunah alone. Now, this is the Radvaz. Not saying this is the only approach, but this is the approach of the Radvaz.
Rabbi Simon?
Yes. If you're talking about the Radvaz, he doesn't use the word bidieved. He says, "Inyan ha'emuna sheyikvosa belibo b'nafsho tamid v'chulei Zehu la'osam shalohi gila madrega sachachma. I mean, this is, sounds like it's you have to have at least that. Person have to have at least that. Sha'osam shalohi gila madrega sachachma. Heim ha'meminim derech emuna. It sounds like it's a lower level. Is that what you mean when you say bidyeved?
Yeah, I mean, I guess now that you reread it again, it does sound like it's not like a lechatchila bidyeved. It's just there are those who are not capable of reaching, let's say, a higher level of knowledge.
Or they haven't gotten there yet. Right.
Right.
But he's not, obviously not discounting this at all. He's not saying there's no such thing as recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through quote-unquote emunah. Radvaz is not saying that's what the Rambam means. Right? He's not saying that the Rambam means yediyah to the exclusion of emunah. He's acknowledging that the Rambam has one in one place and one in the other place, it would seem. And the reason why he talks about Yisod Yisodos as being yediyah, because obviously that's the ideal for those who can attain it. We'll talk more about this when we get to some of the other theories that abound as to what the reason is why the Rambam shifts between one in one place and the other in another place. Yeah. Benji? And look how he starts off the beginning. He only parses them out afterwards, but look how he introduces it. Hamitzah Rishona hu mitzvah saseh lahamin v'ladas. Sheyesh eloka matzoi v'himtzi kol nemtzels b'cheftu ha'pashut ritzon ha'muchlat b'li siba v'chrachat. U'mikocha kol shahaya v'hove u'masha asid liyos atzof ha'olam. It's a mitzvah to know and to believe. So even a person who knows, it sounds like, also has to have this component of emunah.
Right.
But some people just stop there at emunah. They don't move on to the chachma, to the yediyah.
You're saying if you get to the chachma, then you already have the yediyah.
It would seem that way.
Yeah.
It would seem that way from the way he's presenting. That's
and
the way it seems. That's the way it seems. So, right. I don't. You would.
Or like it would be strengthened, maybe.
Right.
Conviction.
Yes.
Just a question on the Rambam. So is the Rambam saying that the halacha is to have Yedias Hashem or Emunah? Meaning, because like the Rambam brings it down in the Yad, you know, as Yedia, but in the Mitzvah it's Emunah. So what's the halacha?
I mean, that's what we've been speaking about for the last few minutes.
I don't understand. So I don't understand how the Radvaz is answering the question.
The Radvaz is not, he's not actually directly addressing why the divide between the Sefer Mitzvos and the Yad, but what he is saying is that what the Rambam means in writing Leida is for the Chachamim, for those that can get there, for those that are able to bring Moftim, Chazakim, Arayos, Beros, Lamisos, Mitzios Hashem. But you want to know how he formulates the mitzvah of the Rambam? Hamitzah Rishonahu Mitzvah Sasei Lahamin V'Ladas. It sounds like the way he's learning this mitzvah is it's inclusive of Emunah. There is an element of Emunah.
So he's saying you're only becoming the mitzvah once you have yediyah. Halacha.
I don't know. Mekayim the mitzvah?
Meaning like,
different levels.
Right.
What does that mean? Like,
what do different levels mean?
Meaning you're saying that like half the people who don't have yediyah are not yotzei this mitzvah.
I don't know what you have to say. Why you have to say that they're not yotzei the mitzvah. They're not on the highest possible level of fulfilling this mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem. But it would appear that way. I'm just reading what the Radvaz is saying. From the Radvaz, that's the way it seems. Now there might be other interpretations of the Rambam. We'll have to leave that for next time. But right now, that's the way it seems. I'll just end off with one other. Related point. I wasn't intending to go so long, but the Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zeichat Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, had a somewhat unique pshat when it came to this issue. He acknowledges the stira, okay, and this is from the Sefer Perech Mate Aaron on Sefer Mada.
Is that from your
This is from my personal library, yeah. We might have it here as well, I don't know. He writes, is on page 1. Be'emes nira she'ein shum stira bein Lashon HaRambam Hilchos Yisera Torah le'bein Lashon HaRambam Sefer HaMitzos. B'derech klal mitzvah shel anochi, anoch shel kecha, b'ikara hi ladas, b'derech ha'emuna. Ladas b'derech ha'emuna, sheyesh sham borei olam. Amnam, but nagela anoshim chachamim balei moach u'balei mada v'tivuna, sheyesh lam ha'kisharon v'yecholes liros b'derech ha'mofes, sheyesh sham borei olam, harehim chayavim ladas sheyesh sham borei olam, gam b'derech ha'mofes. Sounds similar to the Malt, to the Radvaz. The person who's able to do this is chayiv to do that. It's chayiv to do. You chayiv to do it. Biderech chakira chachma mofet rayos beruros
mofet demonstration.
Does he say the
anoshim pshutim? However, mashenken anoshim pshutim she einam chachamim nevonei mada lo rak she einam mitzuvim ladas biderech hamofes. El adaraba, aver chamurahi ad ma'od lishtad el adas b'derech hamofes. They should not.
Wow.
They should not do that. It's not for them. They should not try. They should not try to engage in yidiyas Hashem through chachma. It's not for them. It's dangerous. And he says that that's why the Rambam writes differently in two different places. He says in one place he's addressing the average person. When the Rambam writes Lahamin, he's talking about the average person. The average person wants to know what the mitzvah of Hashem is, the mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem, first mitzvah Saseh, in the list of the Tayag mitzvos, that's the list. That's the mitzvah. Lahamin. Okay, you're a little more sophisticated, you're already reading Hilchos Yisori HaTorah, you're reading Sefer Mada, now over here it's Leida. That's Rav Aaron's approach, and obviously there's pages and pages discussing this, if you could see. Here, all of this is on the first the first few halachos, and maybe next time we could flesh it out a little further. This is only one approach. This is only one approach. It's your recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even this also, you can't darshan him like a rishon, right? But
be that as it may,
sheyesham borei olam. How do you get to that? Bada'as b'derech ha'emuna. It's yediya through amuna. I think it means recognition through amuna. That's for the every person. That's for the every person. Chachamim should take it a step further. But if you're not on that level, not only are you not mechuyev to do it, you should not do it, he says. We could discuss that more next time. And I'll just leave you with one other teaser. Understand that some of the Rambam's writings were written in Arabic. Right, so some of what we have today is not actually written by the Rambam's hand. It's a translation of what the Rambam wrote. And we will see that there are those who suggest that really the Rambam never meant to contradict himself, but the word that was written in Arabic was translated or mistranslated to make it seem as though there's a disparity between the two treatments. And it's not just scholars that have said that, academics. These are our chachamim who have said that, and we know the next time we'll spend some time with those approaches as well. Okay, for now, we'll stop here.
Like a printer's
we have the original?
Yeah, sure.